afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, June 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, although we do have some sponsors at the moment. You know, we certainly have a large amount of our monthly bills covered by our listener support and really staff support at the moment, folks. I mean, we've had a lot of the hosts contributing monthly at the moment to get us over the hump, as it were, you know, through this rough patch since the passing of our station founder, the late, great John Stadmiller, and, you know, Mike, Julie, Sam, you know, everyone on the board of directors and RBN community. Everyone's planning, and Mike can confirm this. He's been planning so much, Mike Sladicek, that is, as far as the expanding, you know, of the RBM, the RBN community and online presence. More ways through networking with merchandise, advertisers, you know, cross-platform sort of interactions. Certainly there'll be a lot more ways we can secure, you know, a permanent revenue to keep things upward and onward, you know, basically trying to expand and get bigger, get more well-known, as we rightly deserve. This is the premier, the number one place to come for independent media, although some others may, you know, actually have managed through more funding to reach a wider listener base. You know, that really is our goal, is to not have to worry so much. So please do whatever you can. Anyone who has not done monthly, you might want to try doing monthly or even bi-monthly donations. You know, whatever you can manage, or whatever amount you can manage, feel comfortable with. And this is a very important time period for that. I mean, within less than a year, you know, I mean, if you can get us through this year, basically, it sounds like Mike has a lot of exciting things planned with the rest of the staff here. And, you know, we all look forward to keeping RBN alive in the future. And we have PayPal, of course. You can always use PayPal as a quick, easy online way to donate, folks, right on the RBN website donate page. And all these other methods are listed there as well. If you don't catch what we say here, you know, republicbroadcasting.org, click on donate, and you can see mailing address, you can see the phone numbers to donate, everything, whatever you prefer. Because you can call our RBN staff whenever. They'll always take a few moments to take your donation via credit or debit card. If you like, you can call the donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. And then you can always mail that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And as I always like to say, free speech should not even be capable of existing, you know, not even expect to exist. Free speech should not even expect to exist without being funded by we, the people. Now, we do have a round table. Per usual, we may be a little shy on our regular panel, but it looks like we are. We do have the majority of our standard panel who's with us. We have Stephen Douglas Whitener. Now I can say a fellow Southerner, or is that a little too quick for me to?
pardon me, howdy, Richard. Yeah.
Howdy, Stephen. Always good to have you aboard. And then from across the pond, our Irishman in London, Paul Edward Stevenson. Hello, Paul.
Hello, chaps. Good to be with you.
Always good to have you aboard, sir. And William was otherwise disposed, William Repillum, we always try to invite him, when he can make it. Well, yeah, Paul, what's been on your mind? How's your week been?
Just hectic, mate. I'm really working long hours at the minute, so working, eating, and sleeping mode. I've been following the whole insurrection facade charade over there, and from what I have watched the media coverage of it, even on Fox News and that, and Tucker Carlson, I think they're spot on. I think these people are insane. They're obviously, we recognize them as, criminals, and they're out of control. They're constantly gaslighting people. They're constantly indulging in huge lies and pointing the finger at people in obscene levels for things that they themselves are obviously guilty of. And I don't think really that it's working. I hope it's not anyway, but I think just real people in the U.S. realize that these are a bunch of murdering, lying hypocrites, and that they're out of control because they think they can get away with anything. And to a certain extent, they do. But the double standards of what's happening with, is it Kavanaugh, the judge over there?
Yes, Kavanaugh.
These people, they're quite obviously they love to kill babies in the womb, so we shouldn't be surprised that they're capable of killing an adult who might prevent them from killing babies in the womb. But the double standards, when you look at the BLM riots, for example, compared to the so-called insurrection, and that's all you get from these people. You get gaslighting, double standards, and it's so obvious and it's so odious that I think it's going to backfire. I mean, these people are panicking, obviously, when it comes to the next elections. As I've always said, people are interested. People are reasonably simple human beings when it comes down to it. They want a reasonable standard of living and the economy to be decent. They want law and order, and they want their border secured. None of these things are happening in the United States. In fact, all the complete opposite is happening. And all they can talk about is a so-called insurrection, global warming, the Ukraine, and it's not dissimilar over here, because it's the same, largely the same fifth column in the United States, which runs here. We've discussed that at length. For the most part, it's a Jewish operation. I mean, you've got Chuck Schumer, this guy. The other double standard is people like us get censored on YouTube for inciting hatred and inciting violence, and they do it openly to the point that they actually violate the existing laws that exist for things like, and it's the same in this country, for threats of violence. You can do 7 years in this in prison in this country for threats to kill. There's no need for hate speech. We already have the existing laws, but the existing laws that already exist, they're, if you're a white guy and you happen to be get on the wrong side of one of these so-called progressives, they will threaten to kill you and threaten to dox you. They're doing it with a high court judge over there. So, there's one standard for this crowd, and there's another standard for any dissenters. And the other thing, and I've spoke about this for months, sorry to rant, but this trend, and I spoke about this at conference, of this redeployment of counterinsurgency resources domestically is really gaining traction and gaining momentum. Because now you're witnessing, and you will observe, a marked increase in the rhetoric and narrative of far-right extremism or white supremacy being used interchangeably with terrorists or domestic terrorists. That's where this is headed. And it's very scary when you think about it. So basically anybody who disagrees with them, they want to be able to label you a domestic terrorist. So it's not al-Nusra or al-Qaeda or ISIS in the Middle East anymore. It's us guys and middle-class moms of white children who don't like their children being brainwashed by critical race theory. It's your average Trump supporter. We are now the enemy. We may as well be, al-Qaeda. We're now terrorists without actually joining a terrorist group. So, it's like they just constantly up the ante with aggression, with hypocrisy, with gaslighting. And something's got to give at some point. It really has, because this is just untenable, you know?
Stephen?
Yeah, I quite agree. They call this an insurrection. You know, how do you get an insurrection, a real one? You ignore all the things going on and rant about climate change and this, you know, yourself. You know, it's the arrogance and the vanity of these people. And they've taken what was a republic and turned it into just like a legislative autocracy, this the imperial Congress. They're holding the judicial branch hostage there with Kavanaugh and deploying the real terrorist forces around for the summer upcoming violence while, you know, we're facing so many other things. You said you saw that. Well, Tucker had talked about the several things at once, and they're ignoring all of them, and it's this big show. It really freaked me out when I saw the TV feed that they were showing of these hearings. I don't watch TV, cable news. You know, I turned that stuff off a few years ago, and then I just happened to see the feed. There was only him, and everybody else was showing this Nuremberg trial. Okay, it was just ridiculous that all of them were there while at the same time that they're doing this, we're in the equivalent of the Cuban Missile Crisis in reverse. So, you know, it really got to me, too, when I saw that particular show. I did watch Tucker's show that while in the background, this hearing was going on. And, you know, he would go to some of the ridiculous things Liz Cheney said. And it scared the bejesus out of me, to be honest with you all. I mean, I saw that last night and I was like, uh-oh. Things about to get a whole lot worse around here. I kind of joke about we're all thought criminals, but no, we are thought criminals and domestic terrorists just for having this conversation and thought in our head to question the democratic, you know, sainthood, I guess, because it's this one omni-party. It's the same. It's always the same, you know, this revolution, because it comes back in your face again. Yeah. Anyway, that's, yeah. Nice. That was a nice rant, Paul. I agree with just about everything you said.
Yeah, I didn't intend to rant. It just came out.
I know how I get the same problem. I mean, if you don't do that in the days and times we live in, you're not normal. You know, you're not paying attention. You're drugged up or brainwashed. I mean, absolutely.
It's now becoming an even more obvious. You can call it a revolution. You can call it an overthrow of your republic by a fifth column revealing themselves, because they are so emboldened that they are actually, you know, so bold with what they do and the lies. And I think ultimately that will be their undoing. You know, I hope
you're
so,
right. They're putting on display that they now control the judicial machinery and the police agency, the security state of this country completely. They arrested a person running for governor of Michigan at the same time as this hearing came out. We're living in I can't believe that I'm seeing these things happen. I kept saying to myself during the COVID side, well, I never thought I'd live to see this. Well, I may not live much longer if they keep going the way things are going. None of us may, because these people are crazy. They don't believe we can see them. It's like that movie They Live. Did you ever see that with the guy that put the sunglasses on and he could see the aliens around him that were really controlling everything?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I'm watching that movie take place. Well, and
the arrogance is amazing, but the average person buys it off. Go ahead, Paul.
But that's what it is, you see. And that level of hubris, I believe, at its core, does come from Judaism. You're talking about a bunch of people here who basically worship themselves and think they're God, okay? If you worship yourself, that's hubris. And they believe that they have the right to rule, and they believe that they have the right to do whatever they want. Now, if you thought you were God, you would think the same thing. And people got to understand, that's what you're dealing with. And then, you know, but it's also a human condition, too, if it's allowed to be. Because you have non-Jews who participate in this, the Nancy Pelosi's and these sorts of lunatics. But I do believe at its core, this kind of attitude is driven by Jewish thinking, because I've always said that their aggression will outdo their intelligence. And I think they're, you know, because there's only one thing you can do with a mad dog in the end, and that's what they do. When you look down through history, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, they never know when to stop. It gets absurd. You know, they never consolidate their power and think, you know, we've got enough here. Let's, like, we're going to expose ourselves here. No, the hubris comes. It's just their level of aggression. I don't know whether it comes from inbreeding or what, but it is pathological aggression. These are frightening people. They're demonically charged, and they don't live in reality. But, you know, you hear a lot of talk about it now, and people are talking about it. You know, there's a war on truth because they're lying all the time. But all truth is reality. That's what truth is. Now you could, it's an independent phenomena. It's an objective phenomena. It exists outside of your relationship with it. It couldn't care less about your view on it, whether you like it, whether you hate it. It is what it is, and if it has a very inconvenient and painful way of crashing in and around those who are not living consistently with it. And these people are not living consistently with reality, and that will be their undoing, because reality just doesn't care about what Chuck Schumer thinks he has the right to do, or Nancy Pelosi, or whatever, you know, because the reality is they're not God. They are human beings, and they are about as low on the human level as you can get. These people are absolute reprobate human garbage.
And speaking of God, this whole issue of cyborg technology, and whether or not it will be forced upon you to control the sheeple, this is becoming a bigger issue. I mean, in the past, we just had nudging from people who seemed like good Samaritans, like what, Elon Musk, you know, who are pro cyborg incorporating technology. But the World Economic Forum now, we have this corporate entity, which is a network of corporate entities, boldly out there with terms like stakeholder capitalism. You know, if you have enough money, you can decide what the masses do, is basically what it comes down to. Now the World Economic Forum is saying smartphone technology will be incorporated into your body. You know, I mean, so yeah, we have entire networks of corporations now, not just philanthropists like Gates, who are trying to tout this cyborg tech for the masses. Is just one more thing that'll be necessary if you want to, buy or sell in their Great Reset, their Fourth Industrial Revolution. They have all these cuddly, cozy, little cuddly terms for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, look, they've got all sorts of plans. But again, these people are not living consistent with reality, all right? They weren't even able to pull off the COVID thing, really, okay? And that's backfiring because people, all they did was wake up a lot of people. Everybody knows what the Great Reset is now. It's not RBN hosts 3 or 4 years ago talking about some fringe conspiracy. People are aware of this. The World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. This is ubiquitous now in the public consciousness around the world, you know, because they were so bold that they thought they could do what they want, and it's backfired. And now you're seeing a lot of the repercussions starting to emerge from these vaccines and evidence coming out about that, and, you know, people suffering and stuff like that. So I don't think they're going to be able to pull off that cyborg stuff. Not a chance.
Well, let's see how much they will get away with. It's amazing how much people fall for the latest trend. We'll be right back, folks. Always danger, endless talking,
life rebuilt. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with the Friday Roundtable, joined by Stephen Douglas Whitener and Paul Edward Stevenson. You know, we've been talking about the inflation and the fuel prices a lot over here, Paul, but I hear about how, well, you've been telling me how bad the inflation is over in the UK and Europe in general. As well, I just got a story today. European natural gas prices soar by almost 40% after fire at key U.S. export terminal. And that happened on Thursday. A natural gas price surge across Europe on Thursday after a fire broke out at a key U.S. export hub, putting further pressure on an already tight global supply. This was a facility in Quintada, Texas. And I guess, yeah, it exports a lot. Wow, the U.S. supplies almost half of Europe's LNG, this is saying. But
well, that was a part of this whole Ukraine thing as well, to stop Russia's gas to supply them with LNG. So, but again, intuitive European national interests. And by the way, one of the reasons that diesel prices have gone up so much here is because we have outsourced the the refining process. Because obviously you've got refining. You know, you've got the raw material. You've got the You know, you've got the diesel and the petrol has to go through a certain refining process before it's like goes into our cars. And we've outsourced that to who? Russia. So we don't do that ourselves now. And the reason we're not doing it is because our tiny little island here, which produces virtually no threat to global warming or CO2 or any of this nonsense, has decided that we're going to be geniuses and outsource it to Russia and then lead the fight against Russia as well, in addition. But just think about the insanity of that, okay? Because how is that helping global warming? Well, we're like, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will let Russia do it. Unless Russia happens to live on Mars when they're doing it. I don't really understand the logic of this. But they are obviously contributing massively to the price of diesel going up here because we are not refining it ourselves. So it makes absolutely zero sense. You know, it's just outsourcing it to someone else, which is still on this planet last time I checked, to contribute whatever CO2 it's going to contribute or whatever damage it's going to do to the planet.
Yeah. That doesn't even do damage.
That's a whole other matter. That whole thing is just voodoo. It's just ridiculous. And it makes as much. These people, like you say, are devoid of being in touch with reality. They just don't recognize. Yeah. It's like making war on a country that supplies the titanium to make your tanks. It makes no sense. You know, it's just. You can't explain it. It's like, you remember the meme with Ron Paul where he would be put up a fact and say, "Explain this." Yes, you know, and it's like you can't explain this. I can't explain it unless it's like you said, being out of touch with reality or pure evil one. I think they're delusional. They do believe that they can upload their brains to live forever. These people, there's a cult of these people in the quote unquote Silicon Valley that's the new religion. This guy that's Klaus Schwab's favorite historian or whatever the guy, Hariri, he's talking about how that's where the new religious movement is coming from. And that moment, that singularity is coming. And that's when they're going to be able to become, as you said, gods.
It's important to mention he's a rabbi, Stephen.
Oh, exactly. Well, down the rabbi hole. I forgot that. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these people are firmly in Satan's hands. You know, there's a lot of strange ideas about Satan and what he does and things like that, you know, including with Christians. A lot of them think, Satan wants to make you ill and Satan wants to make you poor and all these sorts of things. I mean, Satan's pretty much his full-time job is deception. His job is to deceive and to obscure reality. And these people, for all their power, or because of their power, are in the hands of Satan. So we shouldn't be surprised they don't live in reality. They live in a satanic bubble, is what they live in, which is why they're so evil and why they're so detached from reality. But, yeah, I mean, it's just so crazy at the minute. I mean, nothing makes sense. You know, again, you know, we cause prices in diesel to rise, go through the roof. Over £2 a litre now, in part because we're outsourcing it to Russia. And then we lead the charge against Russia. You know, I mean, it's staggering. It really is. I mean,
well, that's the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back, folks. Please stick around.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. For public broadcasting, Richard Carey hosting the Friday Roundtable with Stephen Douglas Whitener and Paul Edward Stevenson alongside me. We have callers. Let's go to the phones, gentlemen. We have John in Tennessee first. Welcome. Glad to hear you back,
hello.
John.
Yes. Well, thank you. Good to know I have friends. you're talking. Listen, you guys were talking about allowing our enemies to make the titanium that makes our tank, and our enemies to make the uniforms that our soldiers wear into battle. There's only one conclusion, and it's this: it's Act Two, Scene Seven from As You Like It. We all know the quote, so I want to read just a little bit of it and then kind of elaborate. All the world's a stage. And all the men and women are merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts. Here's the deal, people, is that you've got a part to play. And if you don't play it according to their rules and their timeline, hey, Richard, you've got a part to play. Richard, you better get with the program. You can be replaced. Richard, we have a stand-in. So the so-called enemies of our nation are nothing more than fellow players in a play on a worldwide stage. It's all theater on a flat earth, the same shape as a stage. They're telling you, we're not listening. All the world's a stage, and the men and women are merely the players. The ones that get cast into the wings or hung from the scaffolding and hauled up like the curtain are those that don't want to play their part because they know it's all fiction. It's all mind games. It's all controlling the mind through all different types of language, programming on the radio, the television, the newspaper, the books that we read, science falsely so-called. When you question science, you're a fool. But the way you do science is to question science. But those that choose to question are called crazy because they do not comply. You're a wrench in the cog of the worldwide controllers. They don't like it. I've had that experience the last couple of weeks where literally I became too costly. So I was not necessary anymore. Now, I didn't miss any work, but after 27 years of their go-to guy and their mentor to the others, apparently I was not compliant. I have a hard time accepting stupidity. I can't handle stupidity. And I'm not going to be part of a worldwide machine that's got an algorithm that's going to teach me to do what I've been doing for 40 years, using you to teach the computer to do without you, like the self-checkout. When you point that out to them, exactly. They don't like it. Okay? So literally, guys, I know it sounds crazy to think as the world is a flat plane, but it's not called the horizon or a curve horizon. It's called the horizon and the horizontal line. You have an artificial horizon. Is it artificial or is it real? I say it's real. We're not on a spinning ball chasing the sun through a vacuum of space because according to physics, the lesser always goes, the greater pressure always moves to the lesser. If there's a vacuum of space, how is Earth on? How have oxygen? How do we have barometric pressure? But they have trained us to believe them because they're the scientists, and they've got an equation that takes up a whole wall, and they must know what they're talking about because I can't understand their math. I'm telling you, it's a stage, it's a play. Russia, Ukraine, the United States, France, England, Great Britain, South Africa, New Zealand are all on the same team. They're false enemies, and we're buying it. It's time we wake up and realize, stop being played.
Well, you mentioned a lot of good points, and you often mention a lot of good points. I can't say I agree with you regarding the shape of the world we inhabit. I do subscribe to the sphere or globe theory, if you will. But other than that, short of that, I very rarely find anything I disagree with. You point out, John, Stephen, Paul, would you like to go first? Do you want to comment on any of John's comments? Or Stephen,
go ahead, Stephen.
Well, I plead Occam's razor on that, too. It's so much simpler to explain all of the celestial movements and the atmospheric forces around a geodesic instead of on a flat plane. The flat plane, though, is the perfect metaphor for what's happening as a stage. I mean, it just, and you know, there's other, you don't, I know what you mean about the mathematics not making sense because, you know, pi and all that doesn't make sense. The three-dimensional thing, it didn't ever make sense either until the geodesics came in and it realized it's not really a circle. It's not really a sphere. Those don't exist. Points and straight lines and empty spaces don't really exist. They haven't been proven to exist by the scientific method you described. And it's, so anyway, but yeah, that's a whole another rabbit hole. But yeah, other than that,
I didn't call to make a point out of a flat plane.
Right.
I called to make a point that we are in the middle of a stage play.
Yeah, exactly.
You're using the language. We have to act on this law. We've got to act on this. They're all actors. We're all players. Even to the point. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, and I'll let our friend from overseas comment. I'd like to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. Well, I presume he means me, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what did
Tennessee.
You say?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, he does.
John from Tennessee, yeah, sure. Sorry.
The problem is for them that some of us, you know, we don't remember our lines. So, I mean,
you got it.
Yeah, you know,
or we're ad-libbing and they don't like it.
So, that is their problem. I mean, that is why, by the way, they are, you know, looking into all this cyborg technology because they are frustrated, because they know that for them to pull off what they want to pull off, it has to be an almost, complete total control operation, because otherwise it doesn't work. You cannot have dissenters for it to work. And so they're obsessed with this idea of if they can, you know, inject some sort of technology into the equation so they can bring about total control, because they know there's a percentage of people. And actually, as I say, with things like COVID, you know, and that overreach, it's a much larger percentage than it probably was before. So they always are successful with the usual suspects who are easily brainwashed and just jump on the next thing. But there's probably, I would say, a good 40-45%, maybe 50% of people who are pushing back on it all the time. So whether it's Brexit, whether it's Trump, whether it's COVID, whether it's the Ukraine, they would love everybody to just jump on board with the next thing, like all these other morons who aren't capable of thinking for themselves. But the reality is we don't. And so they're frustrated by that. And, you know, they're hoping they can maybe get some technology into people like us, you know, as to, you know, to try and deal with this problem. But the fact that they feel they need to do that should actually encourage us, because if they feel it's necessary, it means that they don't feel that despite all their propaganda and all their power, that it has, I mean, for all their power and propaganda, it's not affecting us, is it?
I would say not me. You know,
I don't know. Not that we know of, though, but this is a very sophisticated operation, too, that's been war game since, 1970s, you know? And I don't know if this is the pop all the bubbles time for them, but, you know, this whole, they do, like you said, they're overreach, and the whole thing is going to come down on top of them, and they don't realize that. It's just insanity. And the more that they control, the more that they hate what they can't control and despise us, the ones that they can't control and get to. That's why you're a racist, terrorist, white supremacist, you know, anti-Semite, all of you, you white Christian male, you know, you're the enemy. Right. You're the problem. Yeah. Okay. They've turned that against us. And the more, and anyone else that thinks for themselves, you know, it's just, like you said, anyone who doesn't comply.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1984 stuff.
We hear,
you know.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, it's 1984 stuff. I mean, you can torture someone to say 2 and 2 equals 5, but you can't make them believe it. You could even get them to say it, but you've got half the population, I believe, in the West, who just don't affirm that 2 and 2 equals 5. They've got about half the people where they want them, and the other half, they just can't control. So this is a big problem for them. So this is why I don't believe that they'll pull off this world, you know, this word domination as much as they'd want to. It's not going to happen. The whole COVID thing is just backfired. Now, it doesn't mean there's not going to be a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, and a lot of under.
You're a little choppy. We lost you for a second there.
Still there.
Well, we have another caller. But thank you, John. Always appreciate your input and your thoughts. Let's go to Joey in Maine. Hello, Joey. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I never call in. I just keep hearing the word hubris. That makes sense when talking about these kind of people. But since you're talking about them, why don't you use their famous word instead? Chutzpah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That is appropriate.
I think that would capture what they're on about. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I like the discussion. I just hear several podcasts. I keep saying hubris, but like E. Michael Jones will say or something, you know, he'll say the words that they like to use. All right. That was it. Yeah, great show.
That's an excellent point. Thank you. Thanks great for point. Thank pointing you. That out.
Definitely. I think I'm sure one of you would have said it any other time, but I just was hearing it right now. So I wanted to call in another show. They're doing it.
Yeah, call in anytime. That was great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, feel welcome.
I'm surprised they don't call in and correct you with their aides or secretaries. No, the word you want to use.
The ADL is on the line right now. You know.
Why don't they text you and say, no, chutzpah, that's us.
I'm surprised.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sir. I am surprised we don't get more trolls, you know, especially those of us who call out the tribe. The elite international Jewish power cabal, there, if you will, you know. I mean, Patrick, he mostly pre-records. So, but yeah, someone like myself. Jeremy has had a few calls that, I don't know, maybe later at night people are more inclined to be able to find trolling time. But I haven't had many, not that I'm inviting them, but you know, we welcome free speech here. Paul, yeah, that's not a bad word to use. Certainly their own terms, chutzpah, you know.
No, absolutely.
But yeah, the arrogance now with the World Economic Forum, as I was saying earlier, I mean, you know, all of their plans. I mean, at the first time I heard a reference to someone trying to link, to use CO2 fear propaganda, like, you know, the whole climate change propaganda, the same way as the pandemic to justify lockdowns, I thought it was, you know, just one crazy elitist or just a joke, you know, like something from The Onion. But then, you know, yeah, now they're really pushing it with the World Economic Forum, and it's like a cartoon. It's laughable, I mean, in a certain sense, but people are falling for it. It's amazing how much they're getting away with in a certain sense.
And is it? Let me pose this question. Is it chutzpah for me to believe that they haven't already got that smartphone technology inside my body somehow? We all remember reading about the smart dust 25 years ago, and now they're starting to reveal, we need to get this technology in your body. You know, the paper for the 2025 Pentagon, whatever, report, that this PowerPoint presentation that predicted that it would be all the things that we've seen happen somehow were...
Well, I guess I'm agreeing with Paul as well. I think that they're not going to get away with the average person, you know, as much as they think they are. You know, Joe and Jane Normie in Middle America, for example, you know, they're a bit more wise to these agendas than they think. The average person, we're supposed to believe that, you know, the average far left left-wing extremist is the average voter everywhere in the UK and Europe. In the United States, and it's not the case. They are in the minority. These blue cities, where they pack in their minions, you know. But certainly, they try to have. They have to play it off. They've already won. Don't even try to fight them. It's a mind game. But even if it's like 30% chance, best that they would pull off these things, they act like it's a done deal and don't even fight it. Paul.
Well, exactly. Well said. I mean, a lot of it is based on audacity, and they are very audacious. But you see, that can work to an extent. You know, to some extent, people are easily conned. You know, you find it amazing to find the sort of things that people fall for, but they do. People are gullible. People are childlike. You know, and it works to an extent, but it has to work in a much wider sense for them to achieve what they want to achieve. And what they're finding is it's not really working. And I think what they wanted to do with the COVID thing was to prep it. They thought, we'll take a step in that direction, and that will condition them, and that will set us up for the next step. But I think that's backfired. All it's done is actually wake a lot of people up, you know, and cause a lot of people to become aware of things they weren't aware of before because of the absurdity of it. Even people that pre-COVID might have been much more easily conditioned have kind of become much more cognizant of these things, you know?
Absolutely. No, well put. We have that last break. Stick around, gentlemen, for your final thoughts. Listeners, we'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
And we are back, folks, for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. Public Broadcasting, and just some final thoughts from you, gentlemen. Stephen, would you like to go first?
Well, yeah, I got kind of freaked out watching that hearing, and it looked like whatever you want to call it, all the channels. You know, it reminded me of 9/11. That's what it was, really. It was every screen showing the same thing over and over again. It was like they started calling that January 6th Pearl Harbor like hours after it happened. We jumped the shark with these people a long time ago. And and RBN fellow thought criminals, y'all be good to each other this weekend. I'll let you close, Paul. Thanks for coming on the round table. Paul? Yeah, Paul. Did he? Oh, I didn't lose him, did we?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Oh, there we go.
No, that quote was by that quote was, of course, by Chuck Schumer, who represents, you know, the Jewish power that we're dealing with, a total scumbag who's high in his own power. And what I would say is, keep talking, Chuck. Never interrupt your enemies when they're making a mistake, because they are overreaching. It's to the point of absurdity. Imagine, like, comparing, you know. And by the way, this will insult people. People still know people who had grandparents, mm-hmm. great grandparents, who died in Pearl Harbor. To minimize it and compare it to something like with this great insurrection, again, these people are reckless. You know, they are out of touch, and I do believe it's going to backfire. So just let them crack on. You know,
I hope you're right, and I think that you are. I do believe this is going to wake a lot more people up, and of course, then they'll double down again. They don't know when to back away from the table. You know, it doesn't come up red every time unless it's a rigged game.
Yeah, and they might get away with it. You know, they might get away with it if you didn't have all the inflation and you didn't have the basic sort of things that people need to survive being threatened. Then people might be able to listen to that stuff. But when people are preoccupied with being hungry, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No. And this is going to lead to a lot. I mean, what they've done with this war and trying to making Russia choose between being an appendix of NATO or an appendix of China, basically. They backed them into a corner and said, pick. So, you know, and I don't know how that's going to turn out yet. I guess nobody does. Nobody knew in 39 how that was going to turn out either. But, you know, we're in really just as momentous times right now, maybe if not more so, because they have so much more technology to control and pit us against each other with. And it's just, you know, like I said, y'all be good to each other. Don't let the cult of hate and fear take over.
And beware of the medical tyranny. I think
absolutely
they're going to continue with more cycles of this fear propaganda to take our freedoms. They want martial law on a global scale with this global pandemic treaty, and they're going to keep gunning for it.
I agree. Yeah, you know, Jim Fetzer said that they would be declaring martial law here soon, a couple of weeks. Maybe it was last week, not long ago. And with this hearing, I remembered that. And it was, yeah, I hear the
yeah. I mean, no doubt they'll bite it off, but they'll have a bigger problem chewing it, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Look forward to speaking with you both next week.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks, Richard.
And we have to get the two of you together more often. Really great conversation when we match you two up. Well, thank you, folks, listeners. Always thank you for listening and your support. Please continue to support the station. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Gas prices have officially doubled since Biden took office. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. On January 19th, 2021, the United States was energy independent. We were a net exporter of energy products. The national average for a gallon of regular gas was $2.39. President Biden is sworn in and immediately cancels the Keystone XL pipeline, stops federal land leases, adds new hoops to jump through, and starts to slow walk permits. Gas prices begin to climb within days. On Friday, AAA reported the national average price for a gallon of regular gas was $4.81. That is a new record high and officially more than double the price on Inauguration Day. Putin's war is a convenient excuse, but the facts prove that prices were already soaring before Russian troops started to mass on the Ukrainian border. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem. Parabellum.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.